You have 2 new messages.
All right, so the Nerf Gaming Hotline has been live all week, and you guys have left a ton of messages. Let's jump into them, see what we got. First one coming up is from Melvin Barksdale.
Well, I'm most excited about Starfield coming out September. Also, I'm also excited about this Activision Blizzard King deal coming to a close. So definitely, just excited to see what Microsoft's going to do, what IPs and what brand new IPs they're going to put out there and everything like that. What's going to be moving forward? What studios helping what studios to do what? Could it be a possible touch up on Halo Infinite? Just never know. So that's what I'm excited about.
Oh, there's a lot to unpack there. I think Melvin hits on a ton of issues. Number one, you're excited about Starfield. I think that's extremely warranted. That is one of those games that's on my radar. Can't wait to play it. I think it looks absolutely fantastic. What is that, next month? Starfield's August, right? We'll have to double check that, but I'm pretty sure it's August. What IPs Activision's going to bring? My whole thing, and I've been saying this since it was first announced, is Skylanders. Like, I am a Skylander stan, and I'm desperately wanting a new Skylander game. So if they come back, release a brand new Skylanders game, the acquisition was all worth it. It can be an Xbox exclusive. That's fine. I know there was a Skylanders mobile game. I know Xbox is wanting to buy Activision for, like, mobile rights. So maybe we see Skylanders come back in some type of mobile sense. Just kind of spitfiring here, like, Skylanders Pokemon Go could be interesting. You know, like a whole augmented reality game where you go and you capture Skylanders or something on that sense. Would definitely be interested in that. Can Activision fix Halo Infinite? That is a question that we're probably going to have to dive into in its own video because that really intrigues me. Activision's been killing it on the first-person shooter game. And them implementing some help or, like, working with 343 when it comes to Halo, you know, could it bring it to the next level? Like, could we get a Call of Duty versus Halo game? That is a very interesting piece. You know, Sony bought Bungie, and Bungie is the reason that the Last of Us multiplayer game got squashed. Like, yeah, I mean, you're right there. What impact is an Activision gonna have on Halo? That is interesting. Melvin, thanks so much for leaving that. We're going to have to do a video about that topic. That is a fantastic question. Next up, we got Jaimel Garcia.
Hello, Nerf Report. My question is, how can Microsoft make Game Pass Ultimate even better?
Ooh.
And my suggestion would be that Microsoft scans your library from your Xbox and lets you play all those games that you've purchased on your Xbox through the cloud. And on the Xbox Game Pass app, there should be a section called My Library, and you click on that and you can play any game that you have purchased on your Xbox through the cloud from any device, any TV, laptop, tablet, and cell phone. And I think that would make Xbox Game Pass Ultimate even better. What do you think? Let me know your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, I think straightforward, Phil Spencer, give this guy a job. If he's looking for a job, obviously. But I think that's a fantastic idea. And it's something that is kind of missing from Xbox Cloud Gaming is, like, when can I play the games that I already own? And I know they've already talked about that. Like, when Fortnite came to xCloud, they were like, yeah, we're going to get there. But I think what you hit on is key. I don't know technically on the back end what they would have to do to make sure, like, every game was cloud enabled, but I think that would be a massive benefit to Xbox Cloud Gaming and would probably cause a lot of people to embrace it faster. For me, what could Microsoft do to make Game Pass Ultimate even better? That's a tough one. That is a real tough one. You know, I think obviously bringing it to more streaming sticks, bringing xCloud to, like, your Rokus, your Fire TVs, and, you know, all the other, the YouTube TV, Chromecast, and stuff like that. If the Xbox Cloud Gaming app was available on all of those, I think that would be an instant improvement to Xbox Game Pass Ultimate. I don't really think you need to include, like, the Ubisoft stuff, because at some point you're going to have, like, an oversaturation of games, and you're going to have way too much on there and nothing is going to get played. That being said, I do think it would be really cool to have like Game Pass Ultimate community stuff go on. That like, if you're a Game Pass Ultimate member, you know, maybe you get exclusive access to things internally where it's like, hey, here's this live stream Q&A with Phil Spencer. That would be something that would be cool for me. But yeah, I think you're pretty much hitting it on the head. As like, if I had a wish list, what the biggest thing would be let me play the games that I already own via the cloud. So I definitely with you there. All right, next up in our final one for this week, we got Ben.
Hi, Brian. Ben here. I just wanted to say that the new Avatar game, you know, that everyone's said it's just basically Far Cry with Avatar skin on it. I'm very excited for it because I love Far Cry. I love the Avatar world. So just to have the two combined, even if it's just Far Cry with the Avatar skin on it, it's going to be great regardless. So and it's multiplayer, so I can play with my brothers. That's going to be fun. I don't think it's very bad that it could be just a reskinned Far Cry. It's going to be fun, because Far Cry is fun. All right, that's my opinion. Bye-bye, have a nice day.
Bye-bye. I have seen a little bit of the criticism of this, where they're like, the Avatar game looks cool, but it also just looks like a Far Cry game. I think that we're in such a weird world of consumption right now that because there's so little information about a game, rightfully so, I mean, the game's not even out, but because there's so little information, it causes like an echo chamber where small stuff or small complaints like that, they kind of get elevated. So for someone to be like, oh, it looks just like Far Cry, it's like, is that really a bad thing? I mean, they've made how many Far Cry games so far? And obviously the series is doing well. Ubisoft is still making them. And using the argument of being like, oh, it looks like another Far Cry game. Hey, again, I mean, there's far worse games that this could look like. You know, I grew up in the gaming era where like every movie got turned into a video game. Even if it was a bad video game, they got turned into it. I mean, some of those early Iron Man video games were absolutely atrocious, but the idea that we're getting like a good Avatar game excites me, and it makes me think like we're moving around the corner. So again, yeah, I'm with you. I don't think it being compared to Far Cry is a bad thing. I think that it's gonna be fun. In a lot of ways, it'll be a really good Avatar video game. I think the last one we got was not good, in my opinion. And Ubisoft has kind of been on a roll of like releasing bangers lately. So yeah, I'm optimistic about the game, but I go back to the fact that like because there's a lack of information out there, and because the developer is not really controlling the narrative because the game's not out, small stuff like this becomes the narrative. And whether that's right or wrong, I mean, that's not my opinion. That's your guys' opinion. But yeah, I'm definitely optimistic about the Avatar game. I don't think that there's going to be an issue with it being Far Cry. Because, again, not to echo this, but if the Avatar game releases and it's playable and there's no bugs, and the biggest complaint is that it feels like a Far Cry game, I feel like that's a win. I genuinely feel like that's a win for a brand new IP coming from Ubisoft. Anyway, thank you guys so much for calling in for the Nerf Gaming Hotline. Again, remember, this thing is live all week, so if you have thoughts, concerns, ideas, or if you see one of our videos and a comment isn't good enough, and you're like, you know what, I want Brian to hear my thoughts firsthand, leave us a voicemail. It's 100% free of charge. Click the link in the description of all of our videos. It'll be right there. Record a quick message, and just like this, you will be part of the show. And thank you guys so much for sharing your thoughts. I love this hotline. I think it's such a cool idea because I sit in front of this camera so often just saying what I think, and I see your guys' comments and I appreciate that. But getting to hear your thoughts is just a completely different level, and it feels like you're part of the show with me. So thank you guys for taking the advantage of that. Can't wait to hear what you all have to say next week. Until next time, my name is Bryant. This is Nerf Gaming News, and we will see you in the next video.